superfluous halakha. Ben Ish Chai brings in Od Yosef Chai, which is again obvious in halakha Nun and Parashat Shofetim, called Bo'el Goya, Ben Derech Hatnut, Ben Derech Znut, on Shom Meforash B'Devrei Kabbalah Shu Becharet, Shle'emar Ki Hillel Yehuda, Kodesh Hashem Asher Ahev, Uba'al Bat El Nechar, Yechret Hashem La'ish, Asher Yasemna Er Ve'one. Person went with a goya, when he married a stam. So the punishment is brought down in Nevi'im, Malachi Perek Bet Pasuk Yud Aleph, that it's considered like avodah zarah. Shabu'el goya keilu nethaten avodah zarah. Shneimaru baal bat el nechar, venikra mehalel kodesh Hashem. Vim nitabera goya memenu veyalada. If she got pregnant and she gave birth, Eno Hashub Beno, it's not considered his son, Ela Bena, Taz goes after her. Okay. The Ben Ish Chai continues. No. That I'm about, the Ben Ish Chai continues. Kol Isha No. Kivan Shekidesh Adam Isha. Once a person is Mekadesh, a woman, marries her, even once he gives her the coin or the ring, Ne'esru Alea Mekrobotea Shesh Nashim. So automatically six women become forbidden to him at that time. Vechol Ahad Mem Arba Alav Le'olam. And they become forbidden to him forever. Ben Kanas Ben Gilesh, even if he gets divorced. Ben Bechaye Eshto Ben Laharmota, even after his wife passes away, God forbid, these six remain forbidden. Ve'eluhen, Imma, her mother, which is the mother of his wife, always is forbidden. Ve'em Imma, that's the grandmother, the maternal, his mother-in-law's mother. Ve'em Aviha, Em Aviha would be her paternal grandmother, his wife's paternal grandmother. Ubita, Ubita would be their daughter. Ubatbita, Batbita would be granddaughter. Ubatbena, she's hers, let's say she has a daughter from somewhere else. So her daughter is forbidden. She has a granddaughter, let's say, from a daughter, or a daughter from a son. Ve'imba alahat min b'chaye ishto. If he had relations with any of these that we just mentioned when his wife was still alive, shenehem nisrafim. The punishment would be sedefa. Ba'alei nahar mitat ishto. But after his wife passes away, he went with the six. Hare'elu bekaret. Ve'od yesh kurbash shevi'it. There's a seventh. Shiachot ishto. That's his sister's, his wife's sister. Agzu erva ad shetamut ishto. That's only forbidden as long as his wife is alive. It doesn't matter if it's a half sister from the mother or a half sister from the father. Ben min hanisuin ben miznu. Doesn't matter how she became the sister. Even if she's a sister without a legal marriage, that the father didn't marry, let's say, just committed zut with a lady, and had these two girls. Doesn't matter. Hadezu erba alav ad shetamut ishto. V'har shetamut ishto, az muteret lo. Then it is permissible. Abad v'ni'ef, imahat m'shev anashim elu. Let's say he didn't follow the halakha, obviously. And he went with one of the seven. What he did it on purpose, what he did it b'shogeg. So even though the punishment is mitat bedin, no bedin today, but in the olden days it would be punishment of bedin or kenet, lo ne'esra ishto anav. His wife does not become forbidden to him if he went with one of these seven. Chutz me'achot arusato. Shehi oseret ishto anav, kemo shebi'anu belchot girushin. There's one girl that would forbid it to the wife. Is achot arusato. let's say he got engaged to a lady with hirusim. So this lady now is his arusato. Achot arusato. If he goes with the sister of his arus, so then already the arusa becomes forbidden to him. That's the only case out of the seven that we just mentioned that would forbid. In this specific case, that a man has irusin, and he can't make his marriage yet. Only irusin. Then he went with his arusa's sister, then already the arusa becomes forbidden, needs a get, cannot consummate that marriage. But in all other scenarios, even if he went with these people that we mentioned, they do not osir her he is permitted to go back to his original wife.